the University of Wisconsin Arboretum has a kind of long prehistory, really. And very interestingly, it goes back to the early decade of this century, the first decade or two of this century, especially the teens, I suppose, when a group of interested citizens here in the city, called the Madison Park and Pleasure Drive Association, were attempting to... They made it their business to get a hold of property. I suppose it was mostly old farmland at the time, and on the edge of the city, and acquire it and develop it as parkland. Eventually, their plan was to turn it over to the city. They were quite successful, and many of the finest parks, especially in the area around what was at that time the edge of the city, were Vilas Park, Tenney Park, later Olbrich Park, were acquired by these people, and that's something we owe them. Well, during the 20s, one of the more energetic leaders of this group, Michael Olbrich, turned his attention to the property south of Lake Wingra, which at that time was a patchwork of farms of marginal agricultural value, and to some extent had been protected by development, I think, by the lake itself, by Lake Wingra, and the extensive lowlands that surrounded that lake, especially to the east, so that the big wetland, which we now call Gardner Marsh, kind of had kept the city away from those uplands south of the lake. And although development had begun in the Nakoma area, and Paul Stark and the realtors were buying and developing that land, the land just south and west of the lake, which is now the Arboretum, was still being farmed. And Olbrich thought this would make a fine park. And so that was the first stirring of an idea that land should be set aside as open space, but not as an arboretum, you notice. Olbrich's idea was another park. This would have been a huge park. It would have, in effect, extended Vilas Park all the way around the lake from the east end of the lake where Vilas is now, all the way around the lake to, to the Nakoma development, the area which is now the Arboretum. Olbrich was a civic leader in many respects. He was an attorney. He was a member of the Board of Regents, pretty well respected in the community. He'd been successful as a leader of this effort. Olbrich Park is named after him in recognition of this, but he was not successful in getting this really ambitious scheme off the ground. I understand that he simply couldn't get the support he needed to do it. So sometime along in the mid-1920s, someone came to him, and we believe it might have been Paul Stark.
Paul Stark was
the realtor. The realtor, the father of the present, I guess it's the father of the present sons who are running the Stark Realty, yeah. Suggested, well, came to, they were friends, and he came to Olbrich and said, "Mike, this isn't getting off the ground. Here's an idea for you. Why don't you..." The university has been interested in establishing an arboretum for quite a number of years. The plan originally, or going way back, well, at least to John Nolan's time, about 1908, had been to establish an arboretum for the university just west of the campus, out around University Bay. But they hadn't done that either. So Stark said, let's have an arboretum out here on Lake Wingra. Repackage this idea, in other words. Get a fancier label on it. The people apparently think they have enough parks. So let's sell them a laboratory and a classroom for the university, or let's sell this to the Regents. And that may give us, with a slightly different label, the same the same result. That is, an extensive open space protected from development and with at least a certain amount of public access for recreation. Olbrich apparently thought that was a good idea, and he began trying to carry that out. In 1927, I think it was, he got the approval of the regents to accept this land if somebody would give it to them as an arboretum. But he still couldn't get the money. But shortly after that, of course, the country was getting into the Depression. Olbrich committed suicide about that time, I think shortly after the crash on Wall Street. I think that was linked to that. He had extensive investments. And the project languished for several years during the beginning of the Depression. However, very interestingly, now as we look back, it's clear that it was precisely the Depression and the great ecological disaster of the time, the Dust Bowl, especially the Dust Bowl, that really created the conditions which made it possible to bring the Arboretum into being, and that the Arboretum is a creation of the 1930s. It was a 1930s event. Olbrich couldn't have foreseen that in 1929, but it turned out to be true.